Good evening. Tonight we'd like to begin with some singing time prior to our worship. And we're going to use this time to learn a song that we'll be using as a response to our prayers. So I'm going to invite Mark to come and sing the song through one time for you. And then thereafter, we'd like to sing it as a call and echo. So Mark will sing one phrase, and we will echo that very same phrase. I'll try to cue you in.
Send down your waters, send down your waters upon this land. O healing river, send down your waters. O healing river, send your waters down.
Let's add our echo.
O healing river. Send down your water,
send down your water,
send down your waters upon this land. O healing river, send down your waters. O healing river, send your waters down. O healing river, send down your waters, send down your waters upon this land. O healing river, send down your waters. O healing river, send your waters down. O healing river, send down your waters, send down your waters upon this land. O healing river, send down your waters. O healing river, send your waters down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden, and we're going to be using the red hymnals, so if you didn't get one, those are available on the carts there by the entrance where the candle is burning. There's also some along the wall there on the east end of the room. And Mondays this summer are what we call theme Vespers, which means that Vespers will be revolving on some level around our summer theme for this summer, which is where the river flows, life bounds. And our Vespers tonight will be led by Paul and Susan Rohde, who are two of our four teaching staff coordinators for the summer.
To each invocation, I would invite you to respond with the words of the theme verse, "Where the river flows, life abounds."
Where the river flows, life abounds.
We gather to praise you for the life you create anew this day and each day.
Where the river flows, life abounds.
We gather to trust you for grace and mercy poured out in Jesus on all that is broken.
Where the river flows, life abounds.
We gather to trust you for grace and mercy poured out in Jesus on all that is broken.
Where the river flows, life abounds.
We gather to serve you in the power of your Spirit, calling,
gathering, uniting, and healing your creation. Where the river flows, life abounds. Let's sing together, Shall We Gather at the River, ELW number 423. 423.
Seated. A reading from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 47. Then he brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There water was flowing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. And the water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside of the outer gate that faces toward the east, and the water was coming out on the south side. Going on eastward, with a cord in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits, and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. Again he measured 1,000, and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again he measured 1,000, and he led me through the water, and it was up to the waist. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, Mortal, have you seen this? Then he led me back along the bank of the river. As I came back, I saw on the bank of the river a great many trees, on the one side and on the other. He said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah. And when it enters the sea of stagnant waters, the water will become fresh. Wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish once these waters reach there. It will become fresh, and everything will live where the river goes. People will stand fishing beside the sea from En Gedi to En Eglaim. It will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of a great many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for salt. On the banks, on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
My excitement for this text is not first or primarily what I shall say about it. My excitement for this text is what Ezekiel will help the motley and magical mystery we call Holden Village say about the newness of God. I'll simply try to do my part to get us started. Our friend Walt is one of the most colorful storytellers I know. His greatest stories, most colorful stories, are both true and very self-deprecating. Like the time he and his son Bill were flying from Minneapolis to Denver to see his other son. Everything about the day seemed routine. The drive to the airport, the check-in, the march through security, and boarding. Until sometime after the plane had taken off, Walt turned to Bill and said, "Where did you park the car?" Bill looked incredulous and said, "I thought you parked the car." Several seconds of that banter, who parked the car, and they realized that they had left their car running in the departure lane outside the terminal. This was before 9/11. They had a flight attendant call down to the airport. It was before 9/11, I guess I said that. Where staff parked the car. And on their routine return, they simply picked up the keys and had one of the closest parking spaces they had ever had. Trieders will speak internationally of people across the world, perhaps more vulnerable than we can imagine, and yet perhaps even more able to help us see differently, to help us see healing, to help us see God. This very afternoon, Ben Stewart connected baptism to cognitive learning in an ever-flowing stream that we learn to see and to live the fullness of promise. Ezekiel's vision is a lens that knows the truth about our destruction, but sees through it to a God who flows toward us, toward all that is being destroyed, to set us free from destroying, to call us into merciful generosity of Christ until the world is healed. As I prepared this reflection tonight, I can only imagine that I'm speaking to a very generous group of people. I know some of you, and through the years I've known lots of people like you who come. One of the things that makes Holden so magical for us is the generosity of people and gifts that converge here. If you agree that you too think this is a generous group, you may say amen.
Amen.
I also could not help wondering if our moment in history is not calling for a generosity beyond anything we've mustered yet. If you agree that the gospel calls for a wider and deeper flow, wider and deeper participation in God's generosity, you may respond, God help us.
God help us.
The challenges seem to be getting sharper. And on every score, ecologically, economically, socially, politically, religiously? Do you not hear them calling for greater generosity? Where the river flows, life abounds. It seems to me too little in a way simply to ask you to see. And yet I have to notice that Jesus and the Bible that teaches us about him is preoccupied with blindness. So, mortals, if you cannot see, let's let the vision of Ezekiel, a river flowing from the heart of God, deepening until we're immersed in God's self-giving and healing for all the world, let's gather around the river. Let's look until we see, and then finally, let's live that healing. Amen.
Our prayers will have a sung response, O Healing River. Mark will lead us and invite you to all sing The Echo. And we'll use this response after each prayer petition.
O Healing River,
O Healing River,
water,
send down your waters
upon this land. O Healing River, send down your waters. O Healing River, send your waters down.
For the Tigris, Euphrates, and Jordan, for the Yangtze and the Nile, the Thames and the Seine, the Amazon and the Columbia, for all the rivers of the world and all the life sustained by your waters, O Healing River, send down your waters.
O Healing River,
send down your water,
send down your water
upon this land.
O Healing River,
send down your water.
O Healing River,
send your waters down.
For all who suffer at the degradation of your creation and all who serve its renewal, bless those who work in this valley, those who stir new vision, and those who dare to risk new ways. O Healing River, send down your waters.
O Healing River,
O Healing River,
send down your water,
send down your water,
send down your water
upon this land.
O Healing River,
send down your water.
O Healing River,
send your waters down.
For rivers of mercy that renew, for streams of loving kindness amid all pain and suffering, for waves of joy splashing anew in the most unlikely places. O Healing River, send down your waters.
O Healing River,
O Healing River,
send down your water,
send down your water,
send down your waters
upon this land.
O Healing River,
O Healing River,
send down your water,
send down your water
send your waters down.
May the God of abundance bless you with healing love and renewing grace. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.